Hi guys, this is your Hosmus Anonymous, and you are now checked into the rehab. That's right, your favorite time when we get to chat. So hope everyone is doing absolutely amazing, and I hope your energy level is as high as mine. And I hope you're super excited for today's topic because this is something that I feel like everyone has gone through at some point in your life, or maybe this is something that you're experiencing currently. So this is definitely a relatable topic, which is why I'm a bit surprised that we haven't talked about it sooner. But nonetheless, without further ado, today we're going to talk about how to deal with a situation where your partner wants that next level of commitment, but you don't want that. That's right. So they are ready to take the next step, whether that means that you guys just met and they want to make things official, or maybe you guys have been dating for a while and they want to move in together, or you're in a committed relationship and your partner is pressuring you for a ring. Whatever that next level of commitment is for you and your situation, your partner is ready for it. You are not, or you don't want it. So that's what we're going to talk about. How do you handle a situation like that? I mean, it can be a bit uncomfortable. And I'm going to caveat this by saying, even though you may not want that next step in the relationship, you certainly want the relationship and you certainly want your partner, right? Because if you're in a situation where your partner wants that next level of commitment, and you don't want them, and you don't want that, then the obvious answer is you just walk away and you make peace with the fact that it's a wrap and you start someplace new. But it gets a bit murky when you don't want to let go of that person, and you also know that you can't give them what they're looking for, or you're not ready for what they're looking for. So that's when things get a bit sticky because obviously you want this person still in your life. And generally, if you find yourself in this situation, you also know that this is something that's really important to your partner. And maybe you've danced around the topic for a while. Like, for example, if you've just started dating, maybe it's been a couple of months and your partner has been patient and you kind of know that you're running out of time. Like, at this point, if you don't commit to a full-blown relationship, you're afraid that they may end things. Conversely, maybe you're in a relationship and you're happy with the way things are, and you're not ready for that next step in the relationship, but you also fear that your partner has been pressuring you for a while, and you're not sure how long you'll be able to drag this out of just keeping the current status quo. So that's what this episode is really going to focus on. When you're in that murky situation, how do you handle it without losing your partner? Because that's the caveat, right? If you don't care about the relationship, if you don't care about the partner, then it's a clean break. It's a no-brainer where you just end things and you just move on. But if you don't want to lose your partner, that's when you have to have some sort of a strategy on how do you navigate through this with keeping your current status quo intact, but also releasing some of the pressure that you're feeling. So let's start all the way in the beginning. First thing, regardless of which situation you're in, is just really taking a pause and thinking and being honest with yourself. Why do you not want that next step? What is it about that next step that doesn't work for you? And my recommendation is always to take a pen and a piece of paper and write it out. Write out your feelings and just think about from every angle, why is it that you don't want this? Now, some of the things that you might want to think about is it that maybe financially you're not ready? Is it that you have commitment issues that maybe you're just afraid that this is getting too serious? Is it that you fear that what if you take this next step and things might not head in a positive direction. That maybe you're afraid that if we move in together, this person might now find out about all my quirks, and what if they don't like that? Is it that you're unsure about this person? That maybe your fear is not necessarily with that step, but your fear is really that next step with that person. And if that is the reason why, then you really need to think about what is it about this person that is making you hesitant. For example, it could just be that maybe you don't trust them. It can be that maybe there's things about them that you don't like. And maybe those are some of the things that you don't think will make this relationship work out. Maybe they have certain habits that just don't gel with you. Maybe this person's combative. Maybe you're afraid of this person. So you really need to think about if it is that you don't want that next step with this person, what is it about this person that makes you be hesitant about that next step? And the reason why I want you to do that is because if you know, and you really have to be brutally honest with yourself first, and then we're going to be honest with the other person. But if you know that there is something that's about this person that is a deal breaker, as in it's something about their personality that you know cannot be fixed, then you need to be honest with yourself of just being, is there a future to this situation, right? Versus, is whatever about this person that you don't like something that they can fix? Maybe you can go to therapy, maybe you can talk to them. Like, is that something that can be addressed? Maybe they have an annoying habit that can be fixed. Maybe they just don't even know that that bothers you. And maybe if you communicated with them. So you really need to, if it is the person, you really need to take a step back and just evaluate what it is and can this be mended in there. Some habits can be changed, but they will change in the long term. So do you have the patience to wait? Or is it something that's like a quick fix? And if they've just fixed that, if you're ready for the next step, that you know, that's easy. You talk to the person after you identified what the issue is, and hopefully they're receptive, and then you guys can take the next step. So you need to write down, like, what is it? Could it also be that maybe you've had bad relationship experiences in the past, and maybe you're hesitant to take the next step because in the past you've been burned? So you need to be really honest with yourself. What is it that's preventing you from taking that next step? And I promise you, sometimes things are not at surface level. When we talk to somebody else and we tell them, like, here's the problem, it may seem really obvious to the other person what your issue is, but sometimes the hardest step is accepting to ourselves what the issue is, because sometimes it's deep rooted. For example, if you had a bad experience in a relationship, maybe that's not even something that you want to think about. Maybe you don't want to think about that person. Maybe you don't want to think about that relationship. So now you have an innate response of anytime somebody's asking you to take that step of just being like, no, I don't want this. But you've buried that trauma so deep inside that it doesn't even occur to you that it's not that I don't want this, but it's that bad relationship that's making me hesitant. So the hardest thing that you'll ever have to do is just be honest with yourself, because it's not always black and white. So when you do this exercise, it's not going to be, I'm going to dedicate 10 minutes and I'm going to come up with all the reasons. It might be that you think about it maybe for a week, maybe for 2 weeks. Maybe you talk to your friends, maybe you talk to your family. Maybe you kind of go through your past. Maybe you think about the other person, and it can be an exercise that lasts a month, 2 months, however long you need. But at least you're taking steps towards addressing a situation. Because as I preface this podcast episode, obviously you have danced around the topic of this next step with your partner. So at this point, if you're listening to this podcast episode and if you're really doing this exercise, it means that it's make it or break it moment. You know that you can't just avoid it anymore. So take that time. And once you've kind of determined what the problem is, the next step is being honest with yourself on how do you want to handle it? What outcome do you want to see? For example, if you realize that the reason why you're so hesitant to take this next step in this relationship is because you did that in the past and it didn't go well, then maybe it's a fear that you have. Then you need to be honest with your partner to say and assure them that it's really not them. It's because of whatever happened in your past that you're afraid that this relationship might meet the same fate. And because of that, you are hesitant to take the next step. And then allow your partner to meet you halfway and let them help you together overcome the fear. Versus if you come to the conclusion that it's not really that you're afraid of the next step, but you just don't have faith in this situation or in this relationship. So, as much as you may like the company of your partner, maybe the reality is that you don't see a future with them. At which point, you need to, one, be honest with yourself. And then, two, if you really care about this person, you need to be honest with them. Because even though you might enjoy their company, but if you know that they are looking for something serious, then you're going to go down this path of them never being happy because they want more, and you feeling guilty or feeling bad because you cannot give them that. So then you need to be an adult and have this conversation. So you lay your cards on the table and let your partner decide if they're okay with the status quo. If it's never going to change, because the reality is it may never change. Maybe you're just happy with the way things are and you don't see anything beyond that with this person. But if they're looking for something more and you care about them, then you need to let them decide if they want to stick around or if they want to wrap up this relationship and go look for someone else that can give them what they want. So once you've kind of figured out what it is that you're hesitant with, the next step is definitely taking steps towards remedying that. If there is trauma that you figured out that maybe growing up you saw bad relationship patterns, and as a result, you just don't know how to be in a relationship, you don't know how to sustain a relationship, then also you need to be honest with your partner and lay your cards on the table of being upfront that I care about you. I want to be with you. I just don't know how to. And let them then guide you. And together, you guys can navigate what that next step would be. Because maybe you're not ready for the next step that they want, but maybe you are ready for another level of commitment. So, for example, it could be that your partner is ready to move in together, and maybe you're not ready for that. But you can say, how about I meet you halfway and we spend certain nights together? And then, as a trial run, let's ease into what you're looking for. So, even though I'm not there yet, work with me to help me get there. And it's absolutely amazing that sometimes when we think about how to dodge a situation or how to navigate through it, the problem seems a lot bigger than what it really needs to be, right? Sometimes us not communicating with our partner and us not being upfront with our partner causes us anxiety, may stress us out because we're trying to figure out a solution to this problem when the easiest thing might just be being honest with your partner, of just saying, here's where I'm at, here's what my fears are, here's what I've kind of been through. Here's what I don't know how to do, but I want to make this work. So, together, how do we get there? Because I want to make you happy, but I also want to be happy. And here are all the pieces. So, how do we move forward? And just by having that open communication and being vulnerable, you'd be amazed. If you are with somebody that really cares about you, how they can help you get to the next step. Even if that means that they're willing to wait a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever that is. The worst thing that you can do in a situation is when you know that your partner is ready for more and you danced around it for a minute and then you continue to ignore. Because then what's going to happen is your partner is going to reach a point where they've lost their patience. you're going to reach a point where you'll have guilt and you'll have stress because you'll feel bad that you can't get to that. And you might not even know what it is that's stopping you from giving them what they want. And then you're at an impasse where it will become a make it or break it situation, that either there's a full blown out fight or one or both of you just shut down and just throw the relationship away. My advice to anyone, whether you're newly dating somebody or whether you're in a marriage and then you're looking for that deeper level of commitment that maybe you want to buy a house together or whatever that step for you is to always communicate. One of the things that you don't want to have in life is regret. So, however you're feeling, communicate to that person, because at least that way you will never regret what could have, would have, should have been, because you've laid your cards on the table. So, if you're feeling a certain type of way, if you're hesitant for whatever reason, communicate with your partner. I'm not saying that the outcome will always be in your favor. It can be that maybe you tell your partner that I have these issues in terms of trauma from my childhood. I've not seen positive relationships. I don't know how to do this. Maybe your partner decides that they don't want to put in the work. Maybe they just are looking for somebody that is ready, that they don't have to wait for, that they don't have to work hard towards. And that's okay. Because you cannot control the outcome. All you can do is be upfront and honest. And then that way, you did right by the other person. For those of you that listen to my podcast regularly, I'm always all about be okay with you. You can never, ever control how things are going to turn out, but always do right by you. And all you can do is just be upfront and honest. It may not be something that your partner wants to hear. It may not be something that your partner wants to do. But at least if you're honest about the situation, your conscience is going to be clean because you know that you did the right thing, regardless of however things turned out. Because the worst thing that you can do is take that next step just because you don't want to upset your partner or just because you don't want to lose your partner. And now you're in the situation where you're not happy. And whether you communicate that or not, sooner or later, people can pick up on the signs when something is wrong in your relationship. And then you risk wasting your time, wasting your partner's time, getting your partner even more upset because now they feel that had you just communicated, they would have saved a year, 5 years, 10 years out of their life. And the whole situation becomes messy. Feelings are hurt, trust is broken. You don't want to be there. So bite the bullet, as tough as it may be, communicate with your partner. And let them know what it is that is holding you back from that step. And for some of you might even discover that maybe your partner wasn't even ready for that next step, but they felt pressure from their friends and family. And that's why they were pressuring you into that next step. And that's why it's so important to openly communicate. And guys, remember, communication means we talk and we listen. So it has to be twofold. So when you say your piece, also be 1,000% present when your partner gives you their side of the story. And listen and digest what it is that they're saying. And then together come up with the best path forward, whatever it is that's for you. And every relationship is different. So for some of you, it might mean that we will wait, we'll give it a couple of more months, and then we'll move on to the next steps. For others, it might be that both of us are just very different people. And while we care about each other, we want different things in life, and therefore we should amicably part ways. So, as I've mentioned, you cannot control the outcome. But at least by being honest with your partner, you're removing some of the stress and some of the guilt from yourself by just giving them an answer. And you're also not wasting their time. And even though it seems so simple to just communicate, it is very, very difficult. Because when you're in that situation, I totally get it. Maybe you don't want to disappoint your partner. Maybe you're afraid of their reaction. Maybe you don't think that they will understand or they will get where you're kind of coming from. So by all means, I'm not saying that this is going to be the easiest thing in the world to do. So take your time, because it's really about looking into yourself first to just figure out what it is that's being a roadblock in this situation. But in the longer term and in the grand scheme of things, you will be much, much, much happier that you had that conversation. And that's where you want to be.
So with that, I hope you guys found this advice helpful. And until next time, you are now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.